beloved friends, Haifa 2, and Zichron 2, where in an effort to connect throughout the week for the sake of the whole world Kli. Our topic today is the King is glorified in the multitude of the people. This whole week we've been in preparation for the lessons we did. We had meetings and we tried very hard to come here ready, all of us together, for the whole world Kli. Yeah, before us, brought here quality and quantity, and we have an opportunity to go into this lesson correctly, to make this leap that Rav spoke about this week. For ourselves, we have an opportunity to come in to this lesson with a common prayer and give the right place to the Creator so that His benevolent force will spread among us and spread the and fill the Kli according to His desire. Let's do it together.
Baal HaSulam writes, in the multitude of people is the King's glory. Since the measure of the greatness comes from the environment under two conditions. One, to the extent of the appreciation of the environment, and two, the size of the environment. Thus, in the multitude of people is the King's glory.
Zichron, no shomim.
No shomim.
Can you hear me? Question for an active workshop. By what means can we increase the appreciation, our appreciation of the environment? By what means can we increase our appreciation of the environment? Active workshop. No sound.
We'll pray to the Creator for everyone to see the friends in the ten and in the entire Kli as great friends.
I've been incorporated in the environment, in drawing the reforming light. The light increases our appreciation of the environment.
And we must keep tight with the source materials that remind us all the time what our correct attitude should be towards our surroundings. This depicts our true picture because our ego wants to constantly overcome it and show us how it wants to show us things. After we've been through all those blows, we have to give each other an example how we behave, and there's nothing more important than our environment and how we carry ourselves on in this place.
These writings, authentic writings, writings of the source, make us work as one man with one heart. So the thought that comes from me to adhere to the friends and ask for them should constantly live among us, to ask for the friends.
The exercise we did last week where the whole group, the whole ten, thinks about one friend, in my opinion, is a living an example of the force we're working with, this thing that we call the environment. It's not just some friends, but it's truly a pipeline that connects you with the upper force. It's the greatest source of nature, the purpose of creation, to meaning, to everything. And you just need to nullify yourself just a little before this force, and you feel the power of this environment.
Right. In the end, it's a prayer, but with all the means we have of the group, the books, every element here. The morning lesson, its importance. We suckle from it during the day and our reading of the sources of Wabash, all the sources. All those things, we shouldn't miss them. All those things were given to us in order to come to the prayer.
Rabash writes, according to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator. At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune that he has been privileged with being among the people who have been rewarded with serving the King. It's at that time that every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, and that now he has something with which to serve the King.
A question for an active workshop. How can we use the power of bestowal of the many during the lesson and turn it from quantity to quality? Again, active workshop. How do we use the power of bestowal of the many during the lesson and turn it from quantity to quality? Active workshop.
I don't know, we simply need to all incorporate in one vessel. Remember that we're trying to build that same soul to correct the soul. The kli of Adam HaRishon, to be in a desire of bestowal, to bring contentment to the Creator.
It's a real challenge. It's a little scary. You're surrounded by all this good, by the power of the many, by this environment, and you don't appreciate it. That's why we should ask the Creator not to fall into indifference and constantly see the greatness, see that the friends are great, Av is great, the Kabbalists, the path is the most important thing there is, to really squeeze the lemon and appreciate and feel gratitude.
At the end of the day, all that remains for us is to bring forth the prayer of many. And that's the beautiful expression of quantity and quality, I think.
I don't know, maybe quality means the depth of the prayer, the extent to which we succeed in awakening feeling in each other, to exert in the inner power, inner meaning. Mainly it's about awakening the prayer and creating friction of hearts between us.
By us all being in one lesson, and there's a state of the many, and we will all be able to implement being in one intention and to squeeze this intention until it truly becomes a prayer, just like you spoke about, that it will become a prayer of many. This will invert it all to quality.
Rav used to give this example about this ramming.
A device
so that everyone needs to push together during the morning lesson. So now, there was a special effort to bring everyone together to this day. So let's not miss the opportunity of so many friends with points in the heart praying together to connect in order to give him contentment.
Let us pray together that we will enter the lesson with the right a silent workshop. Let us pray together that we will enter the lesson with the right deficiency to bring us closer to the Creator. Again, a silent workshop. Let's enter the lesson with the right deficiency that will bring us closer to the Creator.